Now, Northampton has a proud history of shoemaking. Northamptonshire has a proud history of shoemaking. But the next generation of designers are already lacing up their shoes. So the University of Northampton prides itself on continuing that legacy by producing some of the best footwear designers in the country. One of their students, China Blackstock Brown, already picked up an award at the Cordwainers Footwear Awards last week. She's one of the students participating in the final year degree show on campus this week. And our reporter, Poppy Jacobs, went to see some of the designs on show.
June, the month of sun, sport, and for most university students, deadline season. But assignments look a little different for the fashion and textile students at the University of Northampton. I'm sat by the catwalk for this year's degree show to see what designs this cohort has brought to life.
So welcome everyone. My name is Leslie Garrett Brown, and I have the pleasure of being the Dean for the Faculty of Arts, Science and Technology. So, without further ado, let's see what our graduating students have got to offer.
The show has just finished. We saw everything from bright tribal patterns to formal couture-like fashion and even 80s glam influence. But I'm curious to see what people sitting in the front row of the show thought of it all.
I really liked it. Everyone was very expressive with their garments and the music as well. It was very cool.
I would say it's very artistic, very powerful, and very creative.
But this show wasn't their only success. Some of the designers, including China, have already won awards for their pieces.
So I'm China Blackstock Brown from University of Northampton, and I study footwear and accessories. So my concept was based around nightmares. So it all stemmed from when I was a little kid. I used to have really bad nightmares. And I just thought it'd be really cool to have a look at what happens, why do we have them, and then during the nightmare and the aftermath and what the outcome kind of was. I've done four pairs of shoes. They're all a bit bonkers.
And last week?
It was amazing. It was incredible. So Cordwainers was last Thursday, and I won the sneaker award. The overall outcome for Cordwainers was just insane. There was a lot of talented students there, and I literally said to my friend, I was like, I don't have a chance. There's so many people. So I was very surprised when I got given the award.
Hi, my name is Beau. I'm a textile student here at Northampton University. We've just had our first show, and it was really incredible just to see everyone's sort of collections come to life with the models walk in, and it was just so nice to see the diversity between each collection and how different it was. It was just a really nice ending for our uni career.
And can you talk me through the vision and what inspired you?
So I was a dancer before. I've grown up always being a dancer, so I wanted to include that in my final collection. So it's based around ballerinas and how it sort of messes up their body, their mental health and things, and how showing the dedication that ballerinas have and showing that in a way through sketches and using used point shoes, deconstructing them within my garments. It was just a really special way to just kind of tie in my love for dance in my love for fashion as well. So yeah, really, really happy with it and really pleased.
And how nervous were you going into today?
I woke up this morning literally so anxious, and as soon as I got here, saw the models, did the fittings, I just felt so much more at ease. And yeah, it was really, really incredible.
The University of Northampton then continuing the legacy of doing great things when it comes to footwear. And that's our reporter Poppy Jacobs, who went along to see some of the designs on show.
The sound of Northamptonshire.
Of Northamptonshire.
Annabelle Amos at breakfast.
BBC.